You're listening to SBS News.
It's been nearly 3 weeks since 22-year-old Kurdish-Iranian woman Mahsa Amini died in the custody of the country's so-called morality police after she was arrested for wearing unsuitable attire. But the civil unrest sparked by her death shows no sign of easing. In universities and schools across Iran, students have been demonstrating to show their support for women's rights and their opposition to the country's ultra-conservative Islamic regime. Footage verified by the Associated Press shows students staging a sit-in at the University of Science and Technology in Tehran. In Farsi, they chant, "Loyal students support us," while a separate video shows protesters with signs that read, "Free the students and freedom is our right." Such videos, not all of them verified, are being shared widely on social media and spread with the help of human rights groups. One, published by the BBC, shows a group of schoolgirls in Shiraz waving their hijabs in the air and shouting freedom as they heckle a member of Iran's feared paramilitary Basij force. The Basij was given full backing on Monday by Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, to crack down on the protesters. Human rights groups have accused the Basij of killing, beating and detaining dozens of people. Amnesty International's Italy representative Tina Marinari says they have grave concerns about what is happening to those who speak out inside Iran.
We have gathered horrifying figures. We are talking about at least 130 people who have been killed and at least 1,500 arrested. But what's really worrying us is the use of violence. We receive news of people who've lost an eye or both eyes just for having joined a demonstration. A person lost his leg, which got amputated, just because he joined a demonstration. Women have been beaten with sticks on their breast, dragged on the floor and pulled by their hair.
One of those killed is 16-year-old Nika Shakarami, who went missing after she attended a protest. Her body was found in a detention centre morgue 10 days later, but her family has accused officials of stealing it and burying it without their knowledge. The teenager was reported to have told friends she believed she was being chased by security forces in Tehran. In a video on social media, her mother brandishes an image of her now dead daughter and speaks to her through the camera. "Today was your birthday, my dear," she says. "Today I say congratulations on your martyrdom." The uprising in Iran has also inspired people across the world who have joined rallies in many cities and staged other kinds of protest. Many women have cut off their hair, a highly symbolic gesture of defiance against the regime's strict dress code for women and girls, which mandates loose-fitting clothes and head coverings. In the European Parliament, Swedish MP Abir Al-Salani brandished a pair of scissors to snip off her ponytail midway through delivering a speech on the topic.
"We, the peoples and the citizens of the EU, demand the unconditional and immediate stop of all the violence against the women and men in Iran. Until Iran is free, our fury will be bigger than the oppressors. Until the women of Iran are free, we are going to stand with you. Jiyan, Jiyan, Azadi. Women, life, freedom."
The issue has not escaped the attention of celebrity power either, with French film, TV and music stars taking part in a video hashtagged Hair for Freedom. Stars including Oscar-winning actors Marion Cotillard and Juliette Binoche are seen chopping their locks in between information about Mahsa Amini's death.
"For freedom.
And US talk show hosts have also expressed support. Daily Show host Trevor Noah poked fun at the Iranian regime's attempts to blame the United States and Israel for the unrest before paying tribute to the protesters.
"Can I just say,
how every single day I'm continuously impressed by the bravery and the tenacity of the women and the girls in Iran. This is so impressive to see. Because remember, they are risking their lives protesting a brutal regime, which I know for a fact I wouldn't have the guts to do. Donna Vita Libertà! Donna
Vita Libertà! Donna Vita Libertà! At a solidarity rally in the Italian capital, Rome, demonstrators chant Women, Life, Liberty, three words that have become something of a slogan for the movement. Iranian protester Daniel carries his country's national flag with a cross on the central symbol of the Islamic Revolution.
It means that we don't want Islamic Republic of Iran. We just want Iran, that's all. Islam ruined our country completely. We just want free Iran.
Claire Slattery, SBS News.